Democrat Senate incumbents Warnock, Hassan, Kelly, Cortez Masto vote over 90% with Socialist Bernie Sanders. By Wendell Hasebo on October 10, 2022. Four embattled Democrat Senate incumbents have voted over 90% of the time with Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. IVT, in the 2021-2022 political cycle. Despite claiming they are moderate incumbent candidates seeking another 6 years in office, Senators Raphael Warnock, DGA, Maggie Hassan, DNH, Mark Kelly, Diaz, and Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, have voted with the Socialist from Vermont over 90% of the time, according to ProPublica. Warnock/Sanders 93%. Hassan/Sanders 92%. Kelly/Sanders 91%. Cortez Masto/Sanders 92%. The senators' radical voting records are notable because all of them have positioned themselves as moderate Democrats. But their actions contradict their political spin. In Georgia, Warnock has used his pastoral background to appear as a moral compass bringing people together. I have spent my career and my time as pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church trying to bring people together, he told the Washington Post. It requires that we actually talk to one another, rather than about one another, he said. It requires deep engagement because, I think, bigotry feeds on fear. Warnock has voted with Sanders for massive spending that has fueled inflation, which is the number one issue among Black Georgia voters. 34%, a plurality, of Black voters say soaring inflation is the top issue, a Marist poll found in September. Warnock has only voted against President Joe Biden's agenda 1.2% of the time. In New Hampshire, Hassan has avoided debating Republican challenger General Don Bolduc, who told Breitbart News on Saturday that the Democrat senator has supported Joe Biden 100% of the time and Schumer 96% of the time. Bolduc pointed to drug overdoses as one of the greatest concerns that Hassan has refused to address in the Senate, even as she claims to be a moderate. Overdoses increased 200% in New Hampshire, Bolduc said. Manchester is now experiencing the highest overdoses that they've experienced. New Hampshire itself is in the top three. She, Hassan, has done nothing over the last 5.5 years. And let me remind you, she did nothing as governor. In Arizona, Democrat Kelly has tried to frame himself as opposed to open borders, claiming in the debate that he supports reforming the United States' immigration system. But Kelly's votes have actually fueled illegal migration into the nation. Kelly's voting record includes voting three times to defund the construction of the southern border wall, refusing to renew Title 42, a Trump-era border policy that expelled illegal immigrants, declining to hire 18,000 Border Patrol agents before any new IRS agents are hired. Republican challenger Blake Masters has slammed Kelly for his radical policies. Senator Kelly voted for 87,000 more IRS agents before he rejected hiring 18,000 more Border Patrol agents, Masters said in last week's debate. That shows you what his priorities are. Mark Kelly left our southern border wide open. In Nevada, Cortez Masto has not only voted for massive spending that fueled inflation, along with voting to keep the southern border open, but she also has a long family history with the Biden family, including Hunter Biden. Breitbart News first reported that Biden's 2020 campaign paid a private security firm owned by Cortez Masto's husband, Paul Masto, who was friends with Hunter and asked for work from the Biden family while Joe Biden was vice president. Emails on Hunter's laptop from 2010 reveal he and Paul Masto have been friends and even discussed Masto's security company. In Paul Masto's email to Hunter, he called Hunter his buddy and asked if Hunter knew anyone who needed his security services. Republican challenger Adam Laxalt has ripped Cortez Masto for the shady business deals with the Biden family business. At Cortez Masto's husband would solicit work from his buddy Hunter Biden to provide security for the Biden campaign, Laxalt tweeted, sharing a Breitbart News article. She might be trying to shy away from the Biden family in an election year, but make no mistake, her family has a long history with him, he added. Disclosure: Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.